Log Talk Radio.
I done succeeded and subsided your subdued. I don't feel pressure, I will never, I won't lose. Lost homies that's young kings and now in tombs. A big heart before y'all, there's no room. Going for the greatest, so they trademark my shit. Superman playing, I don't need no sidekick. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hates when I'm recording, cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. Neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them on it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them on it. I've been jumped and left for dead, now I'm manifesting. But I've been walking on water since I've been resurrected. I got them second guessing the next time they cross me. I make this pistol sound beautiful when it's off key. Come to assault me, you'll get it like it's all free. Married to the game and refrain from adultery. Wavy and I'm saucy, this shit can get exhausting. You can think I'm kidding till I'm coming for your offspring. Tell Murray I'm sorry, it's never been apparent. SOB lieutenant, goddamn it, you don't have the clearance. Going Dez Bryant for niggas that's running interference. Bury every beat that I'm on, I need more cemetery. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hates when I'm recording, cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. You know I'm on it like flies on shit. They want it ever since I utilized my gift. Driven with the drive to supersize my whip. I do illusions with the music, keep your eyes on this. One hand on the wheel, the other on the steel. I treat every day like they coming to kill. I don't trust nobody, look at Cain and Abel. I know they want my help, but see I can't enable. Do it by yourself because it's more rewarding. I did, and I can see how much more you're supporting. More bars than a warden. War scars cause we warring. Now stay in accordance, it's like I'm paying it for. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hates when I'm recording cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them on it.
Yo. What's good? Snotring on the line.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah.
What's good, bro?
All right, man, let's get this joint started, man. Welcome to Hip Hop at the Roundtable, dopest roundtable on the net. This your boy, Ari, you know what I'm saying? Hip Hop, Ari Moe on Facebook. You already know, a.k.a. Hollywood Smoke Hogan, a.k.a. Blazer Ramon. What's good, Sinatra, man? I'm sorry, man. I've been on my heavy rap, wrestle rap shit lately. I just heard that new Smoke Dizza. That shit is fire, bro. But, man, what's good with you, though, man?
There ain't nothing to say, man, about the cursed guy, my nigga. But, you know, ain't shit, man. You know, sitting here watching the playoffs, yo, I ain't going front, man. And you told me Steve snapped on that kid. That was like, you know, an understatement. Like, son. That we go harsh if it wasn't gassing that one. That shit was dope. That shit was real
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, and that battle you definitely seen. This is what I try to tell people what I think when we go hard. And any, you know what I'm saying, day one we go hard fan would tell you this, you have to earn your quote-unquote gas. Like, it's not something you just really get. And more so the people that are getting it, it comes with the new fans that are coming into battle rap also. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was watching that battle per se with Steams and Pharaoh, like, you seen where you had someone that's still new to the We Go Hard scene, which is a Pharaoh who, you know what I'm saying, from what I watch, he's very prideful, of his, you know what I'm saying, of his skills. And he's very nice with his pen. I really like his, you know what I'm saying, his pen. But he still has a lot to work on, you know what I'm saying, trying to make, being established in that, you know what I'm saying, on that field, because he's not a lot of people still respect him yet. But Steve's, on the other hand, he is like the Mook Lux of Uigahara. This is how they look at him, you know what I'm saying? And from the work that he put in on that stage, he definitely, you know what I'm saying, was a, what's the word I want to use? A pioneer for, you know what I'm saying, the Uigahara platform and how they, you know what I'm saying, run this shit. So just seeing that, basing that, putting that foundation right there, and just seeing how this battle came out, like, you've seen the difference. And I think that's what a lot of people are saying with this battle. You see the difference. Like, because Pharaoh was doing his thing. I'm not, am I wrong? Like, he was doing his thing, but Steam just came on some whole other shit.
I mean, the battle, I mean, the kid Pharaoh was cool. I mean, you know, Nels just hit me a nose on, but I think, like you said, you know, I mean, he showed, you know, I mean, I guess he possessed some type of skill too. He wasn't terrible, but he was out of his league, yo. You know, I don't know if he called them out. I don't know if it was like a personal thing.
Yeah, he called them out, paid him for the battle, all that good stuff. You know, pulled a little Danny Myers move.
Yeah, I mean, because shit. I mean, he definitely, you know, if I fucked up, he paid for that. You know what I mean? Fucked up, he paid for that. Like, yeah, you paid for that, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, but
that's why you're Steve saying you're annoying. Like you hear that in the beginning.
Yeah, like, listen. Can I say something, son? I'm gonna be real with you. I knew when battle was over when son said, I would have killed him when I was 16. Nigga was like, you know what I mean? Because what is when water heats up? What is it turn to? Yo, my nigga, battle was over. Battle was over. You out of your element, bro. You out of your element, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, Steams wasn't even supposed to be there. Steams got a free check, you know what I'm saying? He didn't even, like, yo. That boy was
there. That was his event and everything. Like, he was supposed to be chilling. That nigga ended up catching a good, well, I won't say a body. I don't think it was a body.
Oh, nigga, what? I mean, shit, I ain't gonna front. Listen, bro.
Nah, I'm not even gonna do that. I can't even do that to Pharaoh. I can't even do that to
him. I mean, there's different levels to people getting bodied, bro, but I mean, you know, it was a one round battle. He clearly lost. No debating. Like, there's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. That's what I'm saying. He was a clear win for Steam. Very clear. But it was actually like.
That's called a body.
Nah. It's like. All right, I feel like it's a body when I purposely skip through your rounds just to hear the other guy. You know what I'm saying? And I can sit through Pharaoh's rounds and, you know what I'm saying, enjoy it still.
Oh, then I definitely think it's a body because I ain't going to hold you. I skipped the last 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Maybe three. But, you know, like, I'm not even going to hold you, bro. He wasn't. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't. When Steams was like making his faces, like, you know, what does some of this stuff mean? I was with him on a lot of that. But I'm with him.
I hear you. Like the TO line, like he had a couple of joints. I was just like, bro, what are you talking about? And I think that's just that pros and cons with the schemers. Like, my nigga, like, read what you're saying, my nigga. Like,
Yo, I don't know. Hey, yo, is the life coach on? Yo, Nels, what you think of the battle?
You know, I didn't even see that battle, bro. I didn't even see it, man. You know, I've been too busy getting them games in that gym, bro. I didn't see that one. I missed it. But from what y'all saying, man, it seems like things went off.
I mean, I ain't going front, my nigga. If you watch the battle, You just watch, like, yo, Steam's wild out on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to downplay, like, just skip the nigga, but, like, you know, Hop saying he didn't
why
get
did
body, like,
why did
like, yo, bro, listen, I gave him a chance. Like, you know, it was funny because I thought y'all niggas was going to, like, be like, yeah, that nigga was Dot Mob. Like, yeah, I watched that shit, and it was just,
I mean, yeah, you got Dot Mob ties and shit like that, but that still don't take nothing away from, you know what I'm saying, what's coming out.
Steams killed that boy. He, like,
Like, you ain't really, like, bro, you missed somebody really, like, and they, you know, like, Steen was in an element. He was in rare form. You know what I'm saying? He was in it. Like, he really took it seriously, and it wasn't just like, you know, double entendre, like, flips. It was like he was rapping to him and kicking shit, you know, and schooling him. Like, he wasn't just, he was, that's why I feel like, you know, he bodied him. Yeah, like, yeah, yo, my nigga. It's a one round battle. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so when you watch it,
7 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I'm saying, like, for Nell, since he ain't see it, like, when you watch it, bro, he did a lot in 8 to 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't dry. It was, I was into it. You know what I'm saying? You was into it. It was good. He was dope. He was dope. Can't even hold you. He was dope. But it's a boxer. It's trying to, like, I was being nice about it, you know what I mean? Did he get, like, super bodied? Like, no. But that nigga's in the casket. He was at the wake, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely in the casket. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, like,
they definitely at the funeral home making some type of, you know what I'm saying,
arrangement. Yeah, definitely.
I feel like Pharaoh, he got his money's worth. Let's get that out the way. He got his money's worth. He definitely, you know what I'm saying, wrote like he wanted to get his money's worth. It's just, like I said, Steve was just, he was just in his bag, my nigga. Like, it was nothing you could do that night. Like, I think anybody on that We Go Higher card that night would have lost to Steve. That's me. You know, me watching all the battles from that event, anybody would have lost to Steve that night. Steve was down just the reason why Steve, like, man,
hey, yo, plug in links, bro. Plug in links.
All right.
Yo, Steams had the crazy, like, he had this crazy, like, king, pharaoh, emperor, like, prince scheme.
Oh.
Yo, like, that shit.
Yo,
this nigga, he had, like, yo, son, his shit was, like, usually, you know, and, like, yo, here's the thing, too, with Steams. He slowed down. Like, yo, when I say he slowed down, like, I understood everything he was saying, and, like, there was no slurs. He was taking his time. Yo, he was really finessing. Like, it wasn't just him beating that kid. He seemed like there was, like, an improvement with him in his style. You got to watch it, bro. You gotta watch it.
Well, if you think about it,
I didn't see,
to me personally, you know what I mean? If you feel that way in terms of you saw it in other battles, I mean, that's cool. Me personally, I feel like he has never taken his time and really paced himself like that. I heard him and understood him clearly. He wasn't slurring. He wasn't, like, and the energy in the room, the fact that he was, like, the crowd was feeding off of him. They, yo, they just wanted that nigga to rap. At one point, yo, I think Brooklyn Carter yelled in the crowd, like, yo, just go, my nigga, because, like, everything, like, he was focused. It was a different thing, and they wasn't, you know, We Go Hard to me, sometimes they tend to gas things. They wasn't gassing. Like, he was doing his thing. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
Link, did you see the battle?
What, Steams and the other nigga?
Yeah, see?
Nah, I ain't check that.
Son, check out Steam, son.
Hey, man. Y'all niggas was checking that shit out. I was watching Money and Violence last night, man. I'm sorry, man.
Come on, man, nigga. You know
I mean, Steam, you my guy, but who the fuck is that guy that she was battling? Nigga, who the fuck is that?
Yo,
nigga?
Check it out. I'm going to let Hop explain it to you, because Hop explained it to me. I'll let Hop explain it to you.
All right, long story short, he basically, the dude Pharaoh out of Brooklyn, Dot Mob, Coney Island shit, he basically pulled a Danny Myers, wanted to get his name up a little bit more on the We Go Hard platform, thought basically I'd pay some money to the top dude here, I'm going to get some notoriety. Kind of sort of worked out, because he got it on the URL, he was able to drop on the URL page, but he clearly lost the battle. When you watch the battle, you clearly see the difference in Steams and Pharaoh. One's a We Go Hard vet, one's a newcomer on the stage. Like, that's basically it. Like, the dude Pharaoh just pulls Danny Myers. And other than that, like, Danny Myers won his battle. Pharaoh didn't even win his battle. He lost pretty bad, like, pretty clear. But he still did his thing, though, but it was just, you seen the clear winner.
Not, yo, but Steam's his performance. His performance.
I'm saying, if I check it out, man. It better be what you're talking about, though, man. It better not
Hold on. I got you on this one, Hobby. Hey, yo, cuss. Listen, niggas, you've been saying that the last few shows, and you ain't come back talking no shit lately. So, you know what I mean? Niggas might be on to something.
Well, no, no, the fuck I have a nigga. So, stop trying to save a nigga for no reason. Like
about
I said,
me.
Nigga.
I'm about me.
Like I said, nigga, if I go check the shit in his buns, you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? If I hear any whack shit, if I hear anything whack.
Oh, no, no.
We're gonna have to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know I did hear a little something before y'all plugged in. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you said he didn't get body like that, but he kind of got body like that. What do you mean? Did he shoot the nigga or did he miss?
The reason why I say that because it's a one rounder, so it's not much you could really. You know what I'm saying? If it was another two rounds, you could probably say like, it was a clear body, such like that, but. Pharaoh gave me enough material in his round. I was like, yo, okay.
Was it like, the Steams give you like a one round, like Hitman gave Shuni and Pharaoh? Was it that one round, or was it just a cool one round?
I say more so like Good's Danger Zone. How Danger Zone
That was a body, though. What do you mean? Like, good body, that nigga. He took the man.
But Danger Zone still did his thing, though. You feel me? He still did his thing, but Good just overpowered him.
I can't agree with that one. Danger Zone ain't do nothing.
Well, that's just your personal preference of Danger Zone. I mean, that's probably just a bad example, but. I can't think of too many one rounders that was just somebody did good. I was gonna just overpower them like that. Maybe JC Cliff. I don't know. Big T Cortez, maybe one of those type of zones. But it's just like Pharaoh. Like I said, Pharaoh wrote like this was his battle of his life, and Steams just made it look like, you know what I'm saying. I watch it more for, to look at his progression, though. You feel me? Because he's definitely been progressing since that Nitty battle, and it's to the Young Cannon, to E-Nest, and to this. I think he definitely. Starting to really get shit together.
Wow.
But yeah, while we're waiting for Sadatra to get back on the line, let's move on to the next joint. 212, NYB versus SDL in St. Louis. Who want to take this joint first?
Nah, I'll go first, bro.
Got you.
First of all, I want to say that nigga Young Ill, we finally saw some glimpses of, I mean, Ice Pack, man. Like, it felt good seeing that. You know what I mean? The first round with him dressed up like Pookie and everything, had the little ashy lips and all that with the fucking dirty clothes on, that was cool. You know, the only thing that I didn't like was the fact that it was like the first round was Ill, the second round was Verb, and that third round they kind of tag teamed it and shit. You know, and oddly enough, so like one round that I feel like Ill wasn't, you know, a part of, that's a round that they lost, clearly to me. You know what I'm saying? That third round, I'm going to say St. Louis got that third round. They got that third round. The second round, NYC, that boy Math was snapping. Besides that little stiff ass Millie Rock he was doing, that nigga Matt was snapping. Them niggas was wilding, bro. Like, this nigga was fucking hilarious. Them niggas was fucking funny as hell. But they got that second round. And that first round was very debatable. It was I feel like Math and Core, they did real good. It was just something about seeing Young L just take on both of them in that first round. You know what I mean? It's just, it was cool seeing that shit. Like, okay, this nigga was on his shit. You know, it was really a like glimpse of that old L. And I don't know if we're ever going to see that old L ever again, but we had some glimpses of it. And that man, the fucking crowd was loving him. You know what I mean? So I just hope that L can take that energy and bring it on with these other battles that he has coming up. But NYB got the second, St. Louis got the first. Oh man, I'm gonna edge this battle to NYB 2-1. I edged him the first round, even though the first round was dope, man. Like that shit was cool. That shit was real cool. It gave me that old feel. But just the fact that it's a 2-on-2 battle, I gotta give it to Math and Cole because they actually went 2-on-2 every round. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, okay, you get one round, I get one. To me, that was kind of lazy. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you write one round, I'm going to write one, and then we just come together later on, and then we just write up this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Math and Cole, they really came up with a dope-ass, not even dope, a good way to come at them 2-on-2, and both of them was playing off each other and everything like that. So I'm going to go NYB 2-1. Edge 2-1. But Ill is back then. Shout out to Young Ill. You know what I'm saying? Verb was happening too. But that was the Ill show. But I got NYB winning that.
No argument here. That sounds good to me. Lynch, what you think, bro?
I think the battle was official. I think both of the teams did their thing. I edge it to NYB. Know what I mean? I think, you know, the nigga L did his thing. He was looking cool. Know what I'm saying? I think the little opening line or the first opening bars were probably the strongest. Like, that shit hit kind of hard right there. Like, when he told that nigga Verb why he ain't come check on him. Know what I mean? That shit almost got that nigga Verb booed out the building, nigga. Know what I mean? Because I was real man shit right there. Know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was kind of ugly, though, but, you know.
Shit. All right, no doubt. So what you think, Sinatra?
I thought, you know, starting it off, I thought Cortez and them was a little, they were okay. I mean, the first round was cool. I'm like Nels on this one. I think that, you know, Young Ill, it was just a familiar feel, nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? I felt that line that Lynx was talking about when he first started off with Verb. But I felt like, you know how, like, Nels, I think you said something about, you know, you thought it was lazy when they didn't do anything until the third round together. I felt like that was more dope only because it gave Young Ill more exposure because he hasn't been back in a minute. And it was a 2-on-2, so it was like, if anything really goes wrong, it's kind of like, you know what I mean, we can help each other out. So he gave Ill some room to really shine because that 2-on-2 shit is really iffy too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to – chemistry got to be on point to just do that shit. So I felt like, you know, honestly, the first round, I thought Cortez and Math was getting snaps on the petrol a little bit, to be honest with you. Shit, more than a little bit, honestly. But I thought the second round, Math and Cortez, I thought, you know, Math was on it. Nels, you funny as hell for that Millie Rock shit. I just felt like, you know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm a nigga. I ain't doing no dance moves, my nigga. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck that shit was. But, hey. As far as, can I ask you something about the Dominican bar, you know, leaving with no socks? How y'all feel about that? Was that crazy? That's super loud? That's super fun?
I liked how it was set up. I mean, the imagery and shit, but, I mean, it wasn't, like, as crazy as they made it seem like, but Math delivered the hell out of that shit, though.
Word.
Well, Math and Core, sorry, but they delivered the hell out of that shit. That's just me, though, but it wasn't, like, the way they made it seem like it was, like, the Haymaker of the Year or some shit like that. But nah, like, it was
what
cool,
y'all think?
I liked it.
What y'all think, Nels and Lynx, what y'all think about that line, that bar?
Which one?
When he was like, damn, what the fuck did he say?
He said, do you like the Dominicans leaving with no?
Oh yeah, he leaving out the Dominicans
with no socks, something like that.
Yeah, we treat you like the Dominicans. We leaving you niggas with no socks or some shit like that. I didn't think that was all that crazy. I mean,
nah, it wasn't. It wasn't crazy.
Niggas was wilding, but I think, you know, Math had the room at that moment in time. I think the second round they did really good, and the third round was the most, I thought, competitive round between, you know what I mean, them two back and forth. I thought the third round was definitely more competitive. I mean, I give it to NYB because of the second and the third. First round, it's like really either way. I just thought that that shit took too long in the first with Math and Cortez in it. Was mad gas on it. You know what I mean? Mad gas. But they third was pretty live. I can't even lie, they third was live.
Yeah, man. With me, man, I thought this show was I got NYB taking it 2-1 first and second. The first round is felt like I feel like I got more out of the 2-on-2 with Math and Core. Like chemistry is like, it's so clean. And I like how you started off with the, you know what I'm saying, trying to basically see if he's good enough to go for the battle, doing the woos and all that stuff. I thought that was pretty clever. Like, they do a lot of witty stuff in their 2-on-2s. And they still gave you good bars and shit like that. As to what, you know what I'm saying, St. Louis did with having a little talk and letting, you know what I'm saying, Ill get comfortable in the ring again. I mean, it looks cool, but we came to see y'all, you know what I'm saying, basically see if y'all can outdo or match what Verb and Hitman did. That's what I wanted to see, and I didn't get that, because if I wanted just to see Ill go one-on-one, he could have just went one-on-one instead of doing this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if y'all just wanted him to try to get his feet wet and whatever, it's a good plan, but I don't think this was the stage for it. So, given that, shout out to Ill because he still made it a fight. But I still gave NYB the first round, you know what I'm saying, edging it. Second round, you know what I'm saying, Core set Math up with so many alley-oops. It was just like, yo, it was perfect for him. Like, he got all this, you know what I'm saying, all the shit that he wanted to get off. I thought he got his nostalgic bars off. He had some good, he had the World Star, Top Box, all that shit. Like, I thought that shit was dope. Verb, they tried to do the same thing, but with Verb, he was doing good until he started, you know what I'm saying, stumbling. But, you know what I'm saying, that just made it, you know what I'm saying, made me edge it again to NYB. The Verb was definitely talking. It's just, you know what I'm saying, he kept stuttering over the shit that he was spitting. Like, his flow wasn't as clean. But NYB, you know what I'm saying, they had me from beginning to end in that second. I gave him the first and the second and the third. And this is why St. Louis should have went back and forth the whole battle, because they definitely could have made it a very debatable battle, even though some people probably still feel debatable, but to me, it's not. I think it's, if they would have had that camaraderie like they had in the third round, in the first and the second, we would have had a different story. But they got that third round, I give it to St. Louis, because they definitely, man, where they go back, just they flows, the style is just, it's perfect for each other. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't do it to the third. So, 2-1 NYB. Shout out to Math and Core. I honestly think we should probably be seeing Gun Titles and NYB. If they're doing this next year or later in the year, whatever, however they're doing it, I want to see them two go at it.
I don't know who I want to see them Gun Title niggas battle, but it ain't. I told you, Max, it's Hitman Holla Aver. Other than that, I mean, yeah. Nah. Math and Cortez, I mean, no, listen, like you said, them alleys, I don't know. Some of the, everybody's not great together, I don't know. Either you got it or you don't. I don't really.
Math and Cortez, you say Math and Cortez not good together? Are you serious?
I mean, I don't think it's all that crazy. I mean, I'm not saying they trash, you know what I'm saying, but. You know what I mean? It's very rare, like, the feels, like, you know what I mean? Even K-Sean and motherfucking DNA, like, you know what I mean? Some people like them, some people don't. But that Gun Title shit off of one battle, yo, you felt, everybody's feeling that. You know what I mean? Majority's feeling that, it seems like.
No, that was the same thing with Magic Core.
That was the same thing with Magic Core when they battled DNA and Shine. They wanted to see more Magic Core, and that's why we got him on this stage.
Shine? Fine, though. I mean, I'm not a fan of the 2-1-2, so I'm the wrong nigga to ask about that. You know what I mean? I'm the wrong nigga to talk about that shit with in general.
I mean, yeah, I already told y'all what I want to see. Gun Title versus Goods and Clips, man. I already told y'all that.
I mean, I think a lot of people want to see that, but I think it's really the ball is in Goods and Clips court because we've seen clips with John, we've seen clips doing the videos with Khan, but we haven't even remotely heard anything about Goods and Clips. So I think that's in their court because we all know that they can get together just like that. And, you know what I'm saying?
Them niggas would just be hilarious, bro. Like, that shit would
like,
be
for
like,
real, son. Like, I don't know where they hold up this.
And, like, dog, think about it, bro. Like, them four niggas sell tickets, bro. Like, that would be, yo, that shit would fucking sell out.
Oh, yeah. Niggas would flood out for that. Yeah, that's a fact.
Remember
when they was going to do that Charlie Clips TV goods, whatever? Remember that shit? Like, I remember when niggas
was
really with that.
People was waiting for that.
Yeah, them niggas is funny. Them niggas is funny together. They hilarious.
And just for them to get their feet wet as a team, I would like to see them two even them two go up against a Magic Core just for them to see who number one contender spot or whatever you want to say.
That would be interesting because remember last year Matt and Goods were going back and forth, and then Cortez and Clips had that issue with the fucking Hollow battle. But honestly, yeah, that would be all right. That would be all right. You know what I'm saying? But I would rather see that shit 1-on-1.
I don't think Goods would do it though, cause like he didn't do it before. I don't think he would do it for no like 2-on-2.
Just to take it a step up, I think that's the reason why I feel like the Mask and Core versus Gun Titles would be so good, just cause of the personal, you know what I'm saying, back and forth between just them four, between Core, Surf, Mask, Surf, Rock, Mad, like all that type little back and forth they have. I think that would come up to be a good battle just off of that. But even if you split it up singles wise, I think those would be good battles.
I don't know, man. I think that would be a clear win for Gun Titles, man. I think that's the closest battle for Gun Titles would be Clips and Goods. I think that they would, I'm gonna see if they would kill again the NYP, but I think they would beat them clearly.
Y'all hear it, man. You throw it in the comments who y'all think should go up against Gun Titles next.
Let's stop acting like these boys ain't rare breeds, though. It's been very rare. Like, you know what I mean? It really hasn't happened, I don't think, with the 2-on-2, a general consensus of like, yo, that shit is fire. You know what I mean? It's always been up in the air. I haven't bumped into a person that even has been like, yo, this shit is not, no. Them niggas is going. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, them boys is different. I don't know. And I think they can only get better because they really didn't have no problems before. So it's like, you know, like Nels, you said before, niggas would be nitpicking. I mean, you know, if they clean up whatever that little shit
nobody
was.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, he was saying, like, if anybody said anything about him, it would just be a nitpicking thing. So it's
not
like,
true.
If there's anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for me, you know what I mean? I thought like the only thing that they just were stopping because they weren't used to each other's style. One person stopped, other person goes right through. Like, Tay Rock is used to stopping for the crowd.
Fixed.
Surf don't stop. So,
that's something that can be fixed quick. You know what I'm saying? Especially
talking
about their caliber.
Yeah,
that's why I haven't sweated that much.
But it's
5 minutes after 10. Let's get into this Money and Violence.
I don't even think the nigga Nels even, you know what I mean, motherfucking watch Money and Violence.
Them niggas don't watch that shit, man. Them niggas still watch the session.
Let's talk about last night episode. That shit, I think, I mean, the turn up is starting. You know what I'm saying? What everybody's been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? Who wanna start, man?
I'm letting Lynx go first, man, because you already know, man. That nigga about to say some shit. Go ahead, man.
You want to start with the beginning of it? Yeah.
Listen, man. What were we talking about? Just last night's joint?
Yeah, just last night, because it's too much to go through right now.
Last night is I didn't think the episode, I thought, like, there was just going to be, like, some little wild-ass fucking shootout. Because the way Black was setting everybody up, like, Black had this nigga coming through, got this nigga coming through, got this nigga coming through, and then, you know, them niggas didn't expect Rafe to come through. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't expecting Rafe to come through. They seen, Black seen Rafe, and, you know, it was crazy. And then, you know, Chopper came through the cut, hitting at the ball, dropped the ball. You know what I mean? Chopper and Rafe, you know what I mean, banged out real quick, got their shots off. Miz coming through doing what Miz do. If you watch the show, you know Miz is a fucking live
quarterback. Right.
Nigga plays no games with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, Miz is not nothing to be played with. He don't play no games. That nigga late. That nigga shooting everything that fucking move if you get it fucked up.
Precisely.
And then, you know, they finally got that bitch-ass nigga Ty. You know what I mean? They finally got that nigga Ty. I thought it was going to be somebody else to shoot that nigga, to be honest with you. I didn't think it was going to be Ronaldo and his homie. I thought it was going to be Shane. I thought it was going to be Shane and this nigga to run down on that nigga. But, you know, fuck it. They got Ty the fuck up out of there. But what's crazy with that, though, is that, you know, that episode revealed a lot of shit that was going on, like, motherfucking, like, even shit that was going on in the first season with, you know, how them niggas robbed the spot, and that shit land up being the plug spot, and them niggas ain't know that was the plug spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
You don't even
know
who the fuck you just robbed, my nigga.
Yeah, it's crazy as hell. But they do know who they robbed, though.
You know what I'm saying? At the time, you don't even know.
Yeah, at the time, them niggas ain't know, but let's be honest, though, like, Them niggas ain't worried about who's what, you know what I'm saying? niggas ain't got time to be worried about.
I don't think he's sweating that, because he even mentioned that, like, when he was on the phone with Rafe, he just said, yo, come through, this is just the spot we hit. He even say nothing, like, oh, this is the mission we're doing. He didn't even get into that. He just said, come through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, he might tell him
but
later,
he told
but...
That, you know, when he pulled up, when Rafe pulled up, though, he seen what it was. He was like, oh, shit, this shit crazy.
Right, though.
All I'm going to say is that them niggas, you know, shout out to them niggas, shout out to the Money and Violence podcast. I mean, they came through last year, showed us love. I mean, they definitely stepped up the production. You know what I'm saying? They stepped up the production. And I think Rafe, I mean, wrote a crazy fucking season. Me personally, you know what I mean, as a writer,
man.
I think he wrote. I think he wrote a crazy fucking season because I know. See, the problem is, you know, when people would be hearing about these web series and shit like that, they be expecting niggas just to go in there and you gonna see like just a shootout and that's all you gonna see. Like there's gonna be like senseless shooting with nothing behind it. And that's what people be looking for, and I don't know why. Like, nigga, this shit has a real live storyline behind it. And if you live that type of life, you know what I'm saying? You know, you definitely gonna be fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna feel it more than you like it. You know what I'm saying? People don't be understanding. It's the difference between when you feel something and when you just like something. It's two different things. You know what I'm saying? And motherfucking, I don't know, man. They did their fucking thing, man. Like, I don't want to talk about that shit too much. I'm going to let y'all get y'all points across or whatever y'all want to, I mean, whatever y'all want to talk about. I know I hit some major things, but there's a few things I left out. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
I'm sure y'all
can Sinatra, you
want
to go next? I don't know. Because, you know, I might be a little bit more detailed. You want to go?
I mean, you know, last episode, the last three episodes have really been good. You know, so... For me, I think the best part about it, you know, first and foremost, is that I'm so into the storyline, you know, because Son is, like, Rafe, the person, you know, I mean, that's not his real name, but, you know, the person that writes the story, his storyline, he has the best storyline out of the web series that I watch on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And it shows in certain things, like, the acting has even gotten better. Now, mind you, it's not Academy Award-winning acting, and it's not like phenomenally improvement to even say like, oh, yo, this and that. But if you watch it from the beginning, even this last episode when Shane played the voicemail from Joe. You know what I mean? How he sound when he said that. It was crazy. What'd you say?
No, I was just finishing your sentence. My bad.
No. Like that was a dope part. I mean, you know, nigga, you know how like Lynx was just saying about the storyline. You know, Son pulled the gun on that nigga because he was talking about you don't take care of your daughter. You don't know nothing other.
Man.
You know, in real life, you know what I mean. A nigga who dates somebody with a kid, I don't care what shorty vents you and pillow talk and tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like unless you've been there, you don't know what you don't know. Like the ins and out of everything. And that nigga almost got his fucking head blown off for running your mouth
twice.
Trying to defend that motherfucking honor. And that bitch wasn't even, yo, listen, when Race intervened, she wasn't even, like,
yo.
Thinking about you. She was like, you know what I'm saying, please don't put your hands on that nigga more so than anything else. And it's like little
right.
instances like that in real life that hit close to home. I mean, as far as, the, like, that black shit, I mean, yo, I thought Ty was a grimy nigga. Like, yo, this nigga, bro. And he always gets away. Like, that motherfucker is like, yo, I don't know. And
Nah, Ty. You talking about Black.
Not Ty Black. I'm saying he always gets away, though. It's like, yo, how the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I thought Ty was grimy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even, like, Ty is grimy, you know what I mean? But, damn, my nigga, this nigga.
Black is another type of grimy.
He's another type of grimy. Like, that nigga
is
worse than a grease ball, bro. Like, that nigga is like, yo. That nigga is
real shit. That nigga right there, though, like, I thought for sure this episode he was going to die. I was
out
like,
of
yo,
here.
He done invited all these niggas. He done invited all these niggas to the spot, and all these niggas got beef with each other. There's going to be a crazy shootout, and niggas going to land up shooting Black. And then I thought Chopper was going to shoot the nigga Black. I thought
yo,
for sure.
Son,
keep it a stack with you.
That's why I feel like when you say he's a different type of grimy, I agree. But I feel like he's a sloppy grimy. Like he's so sloppy that he doesn't even know, like he doesn't know the trails he leaves. You know what I'm saying? He kind of just does the dirt and just moves on and doesn't think about it after that.
Nah.
Think about. But really, listen, I say that is think about the Chopper situation when they did the flashback. Like the way that flashback looked like, I feel like Chopper is gonna put two and two together sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? Just the way their relationship is starting to like deteriorate. Like how they had
Chopper
the argument
nigga
after
that be
their slipping,
bro. Chopper's a nigga that be slipping,
true.
Bro.
But Chopper ain't grimy. He does it straight.
He be slipping, bro. Like, he's smart. And he's foolish. Like, he's oblivious to shit. Like, yo, it's just a different thing. But for me, bro, that last episode.
He didn't even know where
Black
he was coming. Like, Ray could have took his head off right there. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, he got away. You know what I'm saying? He luckily always gets away as to Ty. This nigga just be having some master schemes. I just be like, yo, my nigga. Like, how did this nigga get away with it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I ain't going front. You know what the crazy part about the last episode, too, was, like, I didn't like this part. Only because, like, from an acting standpoint, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my nigga. When they shot Archie, you know what I'm saying? When they killed Archie yesterday, right? Which was fucked up. But, like, yo, when the cops was like, yo, put your hands up, gun. Yo, my nigga, this is New York City, my nigga. That nigga's a fucking nigga on life pro. That nigga with a new. How close somebody was talking to that nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I ain't like that part, how they just killed him like that easily. But Archie got killed last episode. The nigga out the way. He ain't even trying to do no dumb shit. He get locked. He get knocked. Shit is crazy. Yesterday's episode was just one of those episodes, the build up to everything happening. It's just going to be a crazy, crazy season finale. I don't know if the season, I feel like the season finale is coming. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I feel like right now, you know, this episode alone, you know, I'm thinking back to the first episode to now the improvement, bro. It's just like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Everybody just, they doing a lot better in the general. You know what I mean? That nigga, I hope them niggas is on point, man. Because, yo, nigga.
Yo. Yo, that motherfucking...
Man.
Yo, what's crazy as hell, last episode, like I said, the last night's episode, you know what I mean, put a stamp on a lot of things. You got the Bulls trying to rob Uncle Blue, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the other Jamaican nigga who's trying to get back at the general. Now, that...
No, Link, I think he was on the phone with BR, bro. Honestly, I feel like I think he probably was on the phone with BR.
No, nigga,
you don't think
he
so?
wasn't... No, nigga, he's not on the phone with BR. Because you got to understand, BR, you know what I'm saying? BR is that little soft nigga, right? The nigga that always be trying to play, he was more or less trying to play.
Nah,
BR's
the one that's setting up the jokes.
Yeah, BR's the light-skinned nigga, bro. The one that's
the
racist.
Yeah, he's the one.
Now, oh, yeah, the light-skinned nigga. That nigga that had left.
That's the one.
Now, he left.
That's the one that's setting up the jokes.
I don't think you got to understand. That nigga that was on the phone was like, yo, that nigga did me grimy. Now it's time to pay him. Now it's time for me to get my gift back. You know what I'm saying?
But
now,
how do you think BR got the information?
Because he got the information from Uncle Blue. Nigga, Uncle Blue sent that nigga to the foreign land. Sent that nigga to New York. You know what I'm saying? Sent him to New York. Like, yo, go get these pounds. And he probably was like, all right.
I remember when he was talking to Sus from Shadas that he had left because he said it was getting too hot in Jamaica for him.
No, that's why BR left.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all niggas confused each other.
Hold on.
Let Lynch make his point, and then after
the tall Jamaican nigga that was talking to the general, that nigga said that the general's uncle, Uncle Blue, did him dirty back in Jamaica. So I'm sure when Uncle Blue and these niggas were setting up this deal, like, yo, I need you to pick up this, that, and the third, he told this nigga, yo, come, go to the thing and make sure the general good. And he was probably thinking, oh, word, you want me to go see if the general good? I'm robbing them niggas, dog. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he has anything to do with what BR is doing, because I think they would have showed them two niggas talking to each other. But
oh, you think that nigga lining them up on something completely different?
Yeah,
I would take that.
Okay.
Now, I like the way you, I like that.
The general is lining up. Not the general. The nigga that was outside with the general talking on
the
phone
help.
And he stepped away from that nigga. That nigga is lining the general up because his uncle did him dirty back in Jamaica. That's what Hop was saying. Now this is what I'm saying.
Now you remember the conversation when BR first came back from Jamaica. He was talking to some. Remember dude from Shadas, who I forgot
he's
what his name was. Dog or something.
He's talking to the
I forgot what his name was, but whatever. They was having a conversation and all that stuff. He was telling why he came back. He said it got too hot and such like that. Blah blah blah. Then he was trying. He said he sent up the jokes to try to infiltrate the weed transaction and such they about to have. Now, when the conversation with General and the dude was supposed to be overseeing the transaction, he's on the phone saying basically that he's telling them to bring less men. He's on the phone saying basically you got everything set to go, such like that. Now, if you listen to these both of these stories, like how BR said his situation and how this phone conversation going, I'm only feeling that BR is getting all this information on how to set this whole thing up from him. You know what I'm saying? Because dude just got here too. He only came back. He only got into the season last episode, if I'm not mistaken. They just sent him here, so I wouldn't be surprised if him and BR had some type of, you know what I'm saying, run-ins. You know what I'm saying, in Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking that off the table. I like what you said also, because it could be something separate. I like the way how you brought yours up too. But it's just that phone conversation, how it left me, it was just like, nah, he gotta be having something to do with BR, man. They gotta be having something to do. But the way you said it, I wouldn't be surprised either. I'm not taking my joint off the table either though. But with me, with this episode, and I thought this, like I said, it was like more so. It wasn't the climax of what we got this whole season, a bunch of buildup, but it was like that one step away from it, because like that phone conversation we seen from last episode was like one of the biggest buildups we've seen this whole episode, because everybody was saying we've been waiting to see a shootout, and we was pretty expecting to see one. You know what I'm saying? We just didn't know who was gonna get who. Now, with Black, I feel like that nigga is probably the luckiest man in the world, man, because now he's able to pull up a whole nother jux with T.I. now and other dude, you know what I'm saying, the OG dude. So I think that's going to be crazy. I want to see how that turns out. They killed off the Jamaican dude early, got him out of the way. I think that was, you know what I'm saying, it was pretty funny, like Chopper got him out of the way early. Like, but, I mean, the way that him and Rafe just keep, you know what I'm saying, falling in line with each other, like, I mean, I honestly was expecting somebody to get popped that scene, like, but I liked how Chopper explained how he reacted to that whole situation when he was talking to Black, you know what I'm saying, so it made a little more sense why he really wasn't shooting back as much, he was more on the defense.
Yo, so, no bullshit.
No bullshit.
I'm going to watch this episode again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I think it was that good. And just so I can get a better, you know what I mean? I always got to make sure I get the better understanding exactly what's going on so I ain't miss nothing.
Watched it twice. Mm-hmm. That's why I got two questions for y'all niggas. One,
because
the second one going to be the crazy, because the second one going to be the best one. First, what's going to happen with motherfucking Jessica, man? Just tell me.
Yo,
yeah,
Let me get this one. Now, that's the point. I swear I was about to bring that up. Now, I'm glad you said, because when the look they had when she walked away, Miz was just like, yo, whoa, because they just talked about it, son. Just talked about it. And Rafe already had his weird suspicions already. So now it's just like, yo, what is going to happen? I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised if they take it all the way left and Rafe might have to kill Jessica. That's just a crazy prediction, but I would not take it away just because how Rafe just is, how his motions is now. Like, he's like in a I don't give a fuck mode right now. Once I see he just started selling work, I already know he was like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Now I see his relationship with Jessica is going, and Miz is already, he already helped him put one and two together, and you see the connection. Even though, like, I don't know who's going to be that person to try to really explain what's really going on unless he tries to talk to Jessica again, but I don't know if he got words for her right now, bruh. I don't know. What you think, Link?
Yo, I think Rafe put it together already. I'm just surprised that it just took this goddamn long for that to come out. But I also understand it because, you know, Miz is not the type of nigga just to be fucking chatty patty. You know what I mean? And on top of that nigga Miz doesn't talk until he usually has concrete evidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something I noticed about Miz's character. He usually don't get to talking about anything unless he has concrete evidence. You know what I'm saying? Or concrete proof that's like, all right, yo, this is official, this is what's happening, and this is how it's happening. You feel me?
Yeah, but one thing, I think it was probably a little while for him to tell him about Chopper being out there at least. You know what I'm saying? At least it would have been told him about that.
Nah, because you got to understand that nigga was going through mad shit, too. That nigga fucking just took the major hit from the fucking, you know what I mean, the Young Bulls. You know what I mean? He was going through all that other extra shit.
Oh, wait a second. Never mind. I take that back. I'm going to think he told him who he, like, what he even looked like. I'm going to take that back.
I just know the last three episodes been fucking crazy. Nah,
hey, yo. Hey, you back on, bro.
Yeah, what's the next joint?
All right, so what the fuck is going to happen to this nigga Ray? Because, yo, I ain't going to front.
Oh, man, that's easy. Oh, come on.
No, it's not that simple because I told
I'm trying to tell you earlier. I'm going to tell you my point.
Hold on, nigga. Slow down, nigga. Come on.
No, go ahead.
I told Nels this earlier. I mean, I told Lynx this earlier. When that nigga Shane, the way he was talking about that shit with Joe and the voicemail, because he didn't let the voicemail finish, and if you listen to it, at the end, he say at the end of the voicemail before it hangs up, yo, we gonna smoke in the park. So Shane should already put that shit together, but he didn't let it play out based on how they was talking. And they make it look realistic like that because it's an emotional thing. So I like that part. People don't pick up on that. But at the same time, he was talking all that shit. And when he saw him, he just was talking tough. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that Shane won't do anything to him, but you shouldn't have made him aware of what you was thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rule. You know, man shit, rule number one, nigga, you don't let nobody know what you're thinking. So it was like, that shit was like, that wasn't a good look. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga Ray really do got niggas under his thumb. So that's why I want to know how y'all feel is going to play out. Anyway.
I think you're right. Like, I feel like Shane, I was confused. Like, why didn't he do anything? Like, because he pretty much, like, at first, at the funeral, let's like, when he seen him bagging Shorty, all right, he was like, all right, he already looking at son weird. Then he kind of fades off of it when he talks to him about the money, about the, or when last time he seen him or some shit like that with the money, and tell him about the bottles and all that such. So then he thinks he has it put together. Then he hears the voicemail. Then he's like, gets even, you know what I'm saying, even angrier, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like, yo, we gonna see Shane let off his gun finally. But he's only like trying to, I guess, play mind games with Ray, and I don't think it worked. You know what I'm saying? It only, like you said, made, you know what I'm saying, Ray more alert. And now he's going to try to, you know what I'm saying, concoct something to, you know what I'm saying, try to fuck over Shane.
Yeah, and
the
man,
now we're going to see a bang out instead of you just taking out the problem right then and there. But then again, I think he didn't do it because he knows his block is hot and he doesn't want a murder on his block.
Well, I mean, you might have a point with that, but Ray, I thought Ray played it better than Shane did, because he like, yo, is this something on your up? You, is something on your mind you want to get off your chest, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, for all of that, what is you trying to say? And I felt like, you know what I'm saying, Shane just wasted his time doing that shit.
Right.
Yo,
what about Kane, though? Kane was ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say Link said earlier today, he was like, yo, niggas better
Kane's
chill.
Kane's going to become my favorite right now.
Kane
is starting to become my favorite right now, son. My man getting extra fly. My man pulling the peace out on niggas. Yo, it don't matter. I can't wait for him and Balls to go at it. Because that shit going to be funny, bro. Like, I just love that interaction, son. Like, can we talk about that real quick? Like, how y'all feel about Uncle Murder and his Money and Violence season so far?
He's another grease ball.
I like
his part, but I really don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, he turned up. You know what I mean? Them niggas turned up. Them niggas went and robbed the spot or whatever, him and Mr. Dobby. They went and turned up or whatever. But now, you know what I like, though, too? About how Mr., like, you know, Mister, don't fuck with the guns. If you pull a gun out on Mister, he gonna leave you alone. You know what I mean? That's straight facts, my nigga. If you pull out a gun on Mister, he's gonna leave you alone because he finally
explained it though, because he got pulled out on pause a couple times.
Because I noticed in the last season when niggas pulled out the hammers on that nigga.
That's what I'm saying. They built it up kind of sort of like when he got the piece pulled out on two times, he, you know what I'm saying, he dipped off. Now he finally explains why, you know what I'm saying? So I think we get more so the backstories of why these characters are the way they are, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And we're getting conclusions to certain stuff. We're getting build-ups. That's why this episode right here is so good, because, like, it's opening a door for, you know what I'm saying, what we've been waiting for these past couple episodes. Cause I think, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know if it was, I think, Sinatra, you were saying, like, you were in the beginning, you were kind of like, you know what I'm saying, with the season so far, because it wasn't that much, you know what I'm saying, going on. Me, I was just like, I liked it. It was just nothing but the build up. You know what I'm saying? They were doing something. They were really like taking the serious shit serious. You know what I'm saying? They're actually trying to give you a plot and a, you know what I'm saying, a build up and a climax. And that, you know what I'm saying, they tell you that basic English and shit. And I think that's good that they're taking that with them being, you know what I'm saying, amateur, you know what I'm saying, lack of a better term, amateurs of, you know what I'm saying, of television. So I think that's really dope that they're doing, and it's captivating. And my main point to that will be, a main example probably be the Archie situation. Like, his build-up this season was probably great. Like, the character development-wise, it's been so good to the point that you really fucked with him. Like, you just got to do on parole. Like, how you see how he was talking with Boyz, trying to help Boyz get his life together and shit. And, you know what I'm saying, he just doing his thing. He got him a nice-looking girl, doing his thing. Like, it's just crazy. You got that connection with the character, and how they took him out, and the way they took him out in the scene with the cops and shit like that. It's almost, I was saying this in the Money and Violence chat group. They were saying that, like, I was telling them, it's like you built that connection with him. You lost a friend that you know what I'm saying, knew was doing good. You lost him to some stupid shit. Like, when he got shot, like, me personally, like, my stomach dropped, because I was like, yo, they killed this nigga. Like, I'm trying to think of other shows that he probably...
I don't know if he's dead yet, but I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, bro, he dead, bro. They let off. They let off on that nigga.
Yo,
off, like,
yo, that nigga done for, man. That shit is fucked up.
Yeah,
that's nigga.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Yo,
but you see what I'm trying to
say,
though? Like,
they
built him up so much.
They got that nigga up out of there, yo, and that shit is fucked up because his character was totally different than any other nigga's character in there. Like,
yeah,
I would have liked...
I like Boyz.
Yeah,
but y'all see what I'm
Boyz
trying to
too,
say,
man.
Though? I think Rafe did that. He did that perfectly, son. Because, like, he didn't, like, me personally, like, he didn't have to die, but the way he did it, it was perfect, son. Like, I'm not mad at it because, like, you gotta think about it. It was bound for them to do, like how they did last year with the, I think it was the Eric Garner situation. They talked about that in the episode. So now they're trying to bring this into an episode, but instead of doing it just like a little them watching TV, they play it out in their universe. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I think that's really dope.
Pop, you smart as fuck. Because they're gonna even play it out even better on, like, for the news on the show, probably, like, he on life parole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Don't give it to me. Give it to, like I said, give it to the Money and Violence team, because I think, like I said, man, that's just dope, son. Like I said, the character development that they're doing this season is good. Like, I like the I like what they're doing with Ray. He's not that great of an actor, but I like the development what they're doing with him. Like, is in a sense they're kind of doing, like, the way that the people are growing a disgust for him is almost like how they grew that for Ty in the first season. And I think they did that purposely. I think Ty was the reason why they killed him off. He's actually, I think he's getting into doing some DJ shit now, but I like how they're doing that shit, though.
I like Ray, though. I think Ray is actually not bad. I think Ray is actually,
yeah,
he plays really good. I don't think he's a bad actor, but I ain't going to hold him.
He's stupid like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I like about Ray, though? He's quiet and he's calm, my nigga. Like, no matter what, like, even though,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean? He's a calm, like, he don't never get out of his, like, he don't never get out of his element.
His
like that, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really be mad at him for that. But I got my last question, though. Is them niggas going to kill Ronaldo? Because I don't know why these niggas don't why they don't got masks. Boy, like, just go in there with a mask, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I think they just left. I don't know if Ronaldo left with them, but I know other dude, they got in a joint and they dipped. So I don't know if they're going to follow them to wherever they're going. But more than likely, one of them niggas is not going to be going home. But no. Matter of fact, no, they're not going to kill Ronaldo. I think they might end up killing other dude because he's going to be TTG. But like you said, he has to only send a message to Ronaldo. You can't kill him. You can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or he's going to fuck up the whole joint. The other dude, he might get popped. He's not part of the contract. The contract says, I can kill you. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
The contract says, I can hit this. I can't hit this nigga. Not you.
For real. That's exactly what it's going to be, bro. Like, for real, for real. Because, like I said, that nigga, he was ready to go, like, first time he got on the season, like, he was ready to kill something. So So when he sees some niggas trying to come at them, he gonna let off. So that nigga gonna get shot.
I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm with Race, my nigga. It's better to kill that nigga, because, like, you got to understand, if Ronaldo finds out who you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is going to be all the way bad.
Yeah, listen, no, it's not, because Ronaldo, I don't even know.
Wait, that's not even some plug, I don't think.
Listen.
Like, Ms. Plug and Ronaldo plug,
like,
I think they're different.
Like, yo, listen, Ronaldo's plug is the calm, slick speaking Spanish nigga that's always talking to Mrs. Plug.
Right.
Now, that little Spanish nigga, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that Mexican nigga and Miz, they got a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Now Ronaldo and the other niggas, they have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a relationship.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's two separate plugs, but then again, it might be from the same people. It might be from that same cartel.
No,
though.
It's the same plug. Nigga, it's the same plug.
Okay.
You got to understand. It's just two different niggas. It's just two different niggas that are, they're working together. You know what I'm saying? You seen in the last episode when he hit the nigga and was like, yo, we might have to send a message out, da-da-da-da-da, and they were sitting on top of the apartment building. You know what I'm saying?
Them two niggas
work together. They've been working together. You know what I'm saying? Them two niggas work together, but, you know, the slow talking, the slick talking.
Yo, you got me, Lake. That's going to be crazy, son. Like,
how is that shit gonna play out? Because you gotta understand,
for real,
they already robbed them. They already robbed the plug, right? They already robbed.
Then robbed him.
Now,
they just robbed him. They ain't directly robbed the plug, so.
No, they robbed the plug, my nigga.
Okay.
And the plug dropped.
I'm just saying, because they don't really fuck with something like that.
Now, Race doesn't really know anything about any of that, because we all know Race Riders is rob niggas and really not be in the drug game. Miz is in the drug game. Miz is the nigga running around pushing all the work and all that other extra shit. You know what I mean? Miz brought that nigga in the drug game. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, shit got a little hot. You know what I'm saying? We all know shit got hot.
Right.
But at the end
we're
going to
get
day,
into that. We're going to get into that next
Ronaldo, week. Ronaldo and Miz are basically, they're not dealing with the same nigga, but they are dealing with
the same team.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying now. So, yeah, it's definitely something's going to happen, but I think that is going to end up lingering into season three, because that's just going to be a whole nother playout, man, because that's just going to be crazy, son.
What I thought Lynx was going to say, though, is that if you notice, I can see the short Mexican son and the nigga he cool with breaking apart, because like they move differently, like they disagree.
Yeah, he doesn't like how he move. He really doesn't like how he move.
He's like, why do you always like do that shit just to do it? And the son told him, I have the freedom to do that. You don't have to like it. That's why, you know what I mean, we both are our own boss. But I think that if it play out the way Lynx is talking about, son will be on Miz's side. Like, nigga,
what's fucked up, to be honest with you, you got to understand the slow, slick talking Mexican nigga, he's higher than Mrs. Plug, my nigga. He's higher than him.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
He's higher than that nigga. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we just now seeing him.
Now, mind you, them niggas is both on the same team. You know what I'm saying? They both on the same team, but the other nigga, he's higher. And you know why? I guarantee you, yo, they're going to show the plug. Like the slow-talking Spanish nigga, like the slow, slick-talking Spanish nigga, he's the plug, but he's not the plug. I think eventually they're going to show who he's fucking with. That's why I say
season three, Lynx. That's why I say that, because if that's the case, we would have got that in the beginning of this season, how we're getting the backgrounds of everybody else street level wise, I think next season we're going to
get
that.
The background. We're going to get the background on the Mexican Bulls. We're going to get that next. We're going to get that one next. That's going to come through next. But my thing is, though, when I don't know how that's going to play out, because I do see the short Mexican nigga fucking with Miz, because Miz and them niggas is because
they put in blood. They put in blood. They got a relationship in blood. Like,
and see, that's the thing is, though, too. Yo, but that's the thing is, too. Listen. Now, you know, the nigga that Miz deals with, they put in that work for him, and the short dude, he put in the word probably to the Swiss nigga that probably put it into the word to the higher above. You know what I'm saying? To the niggas who are really running the fucking show.
You talking about Ronaldo?
No, not Ronaldo. Ronaldo's just
a You talking about the new cat, the new dude that you came.
Nah, he's not a new nigga. He was in season.
Well, I'm talking about more of the season. Was it the end of the season?
He's talking about the Mexican nigga's partner, bro.
I'm talking about the slow, slick talking nigga. Basically
the Dominican nigga.
Yeah, okay.
He's real okay.
Arrogant. But go on.
He's just mad arrogant with his shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's stupid arrogant with his shit.
Nah, but he's not about to say that. He's not just like ignorant arrogant. He's not dumb. He has intellect, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you,
he's more ruthless.
Has intellect. Yo, the nigga has intellect, but yeah, you know, it's not that he's more ruthless. To be honest with you, that shit is just more reckless, nigga. You know what I mean? I'll take that.
It's more reckless
because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, if you watch Cocaine Cowboys,
yo,
if you watch that motherfucking, if you watch that shit, you will understand that dumb killing niggas, you ain't gonna get paid killing niggas. You can't get paid from killing niggas. Like, you can get paid from killing niggas, but if somebody if this person owes you money and you kill them, they can't pay you no more. You feel what I'm saying?
That's why they're sending the message.
At the end of the day, they're going to send the message, but listen, these niggas have, and it's fucked up. They can't be like, yo, nigga, we just robbed them niggas. We robbed you niggas before. Look, I think, honestly, they have to take Ronaldo out. They got no other choice. Like, real shit, listen.
But how are they going to explain that, though? Like, is Miz going to have to keep it a buck with him. That's what I'm saying.
He's going to have to keep it a buck with him. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Listen to what these niggas were saying in the car. If you listen to what they were saying in the car, Mr. I watched it twice. If you listen to what they were saying in the car, he said, yo, if we kill this nigga, we got to take his tag. And he said, I don't give a fuck about taking his ass. I don't care about taking his ass.
Yeah, I told
nigga.
You that already. I'd rather get
that nigga up out of here. And
yeah, I'm with Rafe on that.
I'm with Rafe, man. I feel you. Hey, yo, listen.
True.
Listen, them niggas just took a $145,000 loss and came back, had to come back up. Man, that little ass tabbed me that much, nigga.
No.
It's three bricks, too.
It's three bricks, too. It's like 3-4 bricks and 150 racks, bro. Ain't just three.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And check it
yo,
out.
But
check this out. You want to hear the tab that they covered is the same tab that they stole.
But the thing is, they're not getting anything. They're not even going to get anything. You got to think about it. Remember, Ronaldo didn't even get the shit back yet. Remember when he was talking to Son? He was saying, did you even get it? Like, no, I don't got nothing yet. You know what I'm saying?
How the fuck you gonna get it back from Miz and them? And Miz and them took it.
That's what I'm saying. So they're going to do it. If they're going to kill him, like, they're just going to have to kill him in the sense of trying to cover themselves for when they did hit him. But, how, like I said, the reason why I said, how are they going to explain that in the sense of to back to his connection? Because is he gonna lie to him because he's been keeping it a buck with him ever since they jumped?
That nigga was acting up. He was moving. He was listening.
But that's what I'm just saying, though. But I'm just saying, like, every joint he carried out, he had told him to carry it out specific ways, though. You know what I'm saying? And he did that, and he kept it a buck with him. the whole way. So with this situation, are you going to, you know what I'm saying, cover your own check, or are you going to keep it a buck with him? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, are you going to keep it a buck, stay keeping it a buck, or are you going to try to cover your tracks? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're going to find that one up.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be crazy too, man. But,
yeah,
I think, I'm trying to think, are we missing anything, man?
We are, but I can't. Yeah, we're missing one thing. It's one thing. I just can't think of it. I just thought of it, too. It's just one thing.
We got Archie. We got, we got
yo,
Ray and Boom,
yo.
Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, we forgot about Jessica and Shiesty Shea getting into it. You know, they're gonna.
Now we talked about
gonna,
that. We spoke about that. We got that.
Well,
one.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. I think it's more so with Jessica, like, cause that's still all part of the whole Choppa, that little foreplay thing right there.
Yo, you know what? I think Shiesty Shea is gonna land up running in the race on the one, and she's gonna tell this nigga everything because, like I said, Choppa been asking a little too many questions about Rafe to that bitch. And right now, with the situation, well, actually, no, I don't know because Shay on it like
that
fucking chopper.
She's dumb loyal. She's dumb loyal.
She ain't for the shits, my nigga, so I don't know. Like, Shay with the dumb. Oh, I got you. I want to know if that nigga that's after Shane is going to come back still. They never showed. You know how to scam a nigga? You know what I'm saying? I want to know.
Oh,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. We did not see Leon this whole episode. We did not get no Leon, son. That's crazy.
From this episode we missing out on. I cannot think of that shit is driving me nuts, though. It's something.
I'm trying to see. We talked the beginning. Trying to think. Like I said, we talked Ray. We talked Archie. We talked Shane and Cam. We talked Balls and.
We talked and, Murder and
Mister. We talked Ronaldo. We talked Connect. We talked the general and them. I honestly think we did not miss anything, bro.
I honestly think we didn't.
Cause like I said, it's gonna be crazy for this next episode. Like I already told you the situation with T. We didn't get T.I. in this episode. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. That. All he did is tell him that I got, you know what I'm saying, everything is set to go, you know what I'm saying, for that move. That's all he said for that situation. So now that he got shit and ran, and he actually is stashing shit on Choppa. Remember, Choppa asked him, yo, you better not be stashing those shit. He is. So that's why I feel like him and Choppa are going to end up, you know what I'm saying, having some problems. That's why I feel like this nigga is just too sloppy, bro. Like, he's going to find, like, Choppa going to find out, bro. Chopper's gonna find out. That nigga is a wolf, bro.
Wait, Chopper's about to die, my nigga. Like he, like what you, if you don't, if you ain't peep, that nigga was like,
he should have been died, bro. He should have been died.
No,
I think they holding Chopper for a good minute.
When that nigga said he told Black in the kitchen, that nigga got God on the side. What he don't know is that nigga's the bum. You could have got clapped twice. You saying you bought the
two.
Yo.
I think you're going to stop
he
fucking with Black,
like,
bro.
Yo. Hey, yo. Y'all niggas forget that season one, episode one, opening fucking scene, that's fucking Choppa sitting on the bed, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
That's Choppa that they robbed in the beginning. So now that, like, I figured that shit out, motherfucking episode one, season two. Now I'm saying, like, I was like, oh, shit, the nigga Black had this nigga Choppa set up by Rafe. Then he had Rafe.
You mean at the beginning of this season?
They robbing the house, and they got a nigga sitting on the bed, and that's what I'm saying, what Choppa said in the beginning of season two?
He was like, I still ain't find out who did that shit, and that was my real crib.
Right. That's why I ended up moving out. Facts.
Yeah.
You're definitely right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I got you. I know the last thing I wanted to ask y'all. So if Black go to Atlanta, what happens to T.I. and Son's cousin? Because T.I. is coming to New York.
I think, honestly, I think,
You don't.
I honestly think Black gonna he's gonna fuck it up, bro. Black gonna fuck it up.
I don't know if he got the. Did he get the bitches or the money? I don't know if he got the bitches.
He got the
or the
money.
Money.
He got the money. The money was
the
in
money.
The He got the money because
oh,
he needed
the
money.
Ray got the bitches.
He needed the money to get the work to from the from doing Brooklyn to get
yo,
the
yo, listen. Race never gave the bitches up.
Yes,
right. He still
Race
had
never,
him in his hand.
Race never because when he seen Black, he knew it was some bullshit. He knew it
right.
was some bullshit.
I wanted him to know
mm-hmm.
that nigga though. And Grant, yo, Grant was pissed, yo, like Grant. Yo,
my
Grant
guy.
That's my nigga. Grant too cool
that's
for shit like
nigga.
That. You know what I'm saying? Like
for
Grant,
real. That's
like,
what he said. He was about to so cool and like, yo, come on, son. You got to be kidding.
Yeah, Grant too cool for that shit.
But no,
and,
I definitely
and,
agree.
Yo,
I think, go ahead, Nick.
That shit, yo, for real. That last episode was turned up. I gotta watch that shit again, man.
The yeah, with man. The, but I feel like with the situation with Black Tip and you know what I'm saying, OG from Brooklyn. I think Black is gonna because he. He basically already is doing filth with this shit already. So just to get this, you know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as he got off the phone with, because he started setting up this whole shit right here. You know what I'm saying? So I already think he's going to probably find some way to come up off of T.I. He's going to find some way. And once he does, Son is going to find down Brooklyn. He's going to try to find a way.
Nah.
And there's going to be another head. It's going to be another head.
Yo.
It's going to be another head over on his head. I'm just trying.
I don't think Black is going to even get the T.I. because you got to understand.
You think so?
I don't think he's going to get the T.I. only for the simple fact because now that this situation done happened, he can't go holler at his cousin anymore. His cousin knows T.I. Black don't know T.I. You know what I mean? Black cousin knows T.I.
True.
So
he got to.
This nigga,
but you put your
he's
cousin,
got to escape.
Nah, he didn't. He got to
come
out with He already oh, told him to mind. Come down. He already told him to come down. T.I. already said, I'll let you know when I live.
But yo, watch this. This nigga Black is hightailing out of town. He already knows Black. He know Rafe and Miz. They on that nigga ass. He's hightailing it out of town. Listen, this is what's going to happen. Them niggas, I'm assuming this. Either two things is going to happen. Either we're not going to see these niggas till season 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, this scenario might not play out till season 3, or, you know what I'm saying, T.I. might come up here and not have to fucking deal with the nut shit, because I'm telling you, Black has to go. It's either that, or Black gonna get killed when T.I. come up here.
Yeah, Rafe taking him out, or, you know what I'm
because
saying,
you gotta understand,
OG gonna take him out.
His cousin told that nigga, his cousin already know that his cousin, he know that nigga be on that bullshit. He already knows
yeah.
Black be on that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel like Black going to end up doing some shit. He's going to be like, I knew it. And he's going to end up having to do, he's going to have to, you know what I'm saying, take him out. Because he don't want his name fucked up. He don't want his name fucked up. I think Black going to end up fucking his name up.
Word. Well, yo, man, I ain't no more John niggas, man. We can recap the rest of them shits on another.
His last few episodes been like lit for real, stupid lit, and you know, next week I don't know if it's the season finale or not, but you know, I mean, if it is, my nigga, this season has been a crazy, crazy, crazy ride, like crazy ride, son. And I ain't gonna lie, it's not gonna bother me. I don't think if the nigga Rafe popped Jessica, I don't know because she ain't really have nothing to do with it. But she making herself look so fucking guilty. Like, you just...
That's why I said that, bruh. For real, for
you just
real.
Disappeared.
Makes...
Yo, like, I get it. Like, I get why she just
mm-hmm.
disappeared, but that don't look... That you used to date
how
boy. Miss, you know that don't look
Miss
good.
And how painted the picture, too. Like, he seen her skirting off right in the, after the hospital. Like, and you know the type of life they live, they don't trust nobody. You know what I'm saying? In the sense.
Oh!
Like, they...
I got you. I got you, Hop.
Mm.
I got you, Lynx. I know what we missed out on. We never talked about when Rafe saw them boys and they told him that he shouldn't have still been in the streets. They thought he was going to be doing something better.
Yo, I thank you, bro. I swear, I was just looking at the picture
that
for
was
that,
the best
son.
Part of the episode. Yo. That was the best part of the episode.
Yo, now, can we speak on that real quick? I'm going to keep it real quick. I think that's going to be something that leads into season three, where we might see Rafe probably taking on, you know, trying to get his life in order. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's going to be dealing with these guys and trying to see what they're doing, but I think he's going to be trying to get his life in order. You know what I'm saying? We might be seeing some – you might be trying to – and more so a double life. You know what I'm saying? If hasn't he been trying to live one already, but I think that's what we might see with that one. But I love that joint because it was somebody kicking knowledge to Rafe this time.
Yo, and that nigga's familiar. That nigga's like, that nigga, me and Lucas, I was trying to figure that shit out all day. I can't think of who son is, but, you know what I mean? That was a definite dope scene. So, you know what I mean? Salute to the niggas for Money and Violence, man. You know what I mean? They doing their thing. And season definitely been going crazy right now. You know what I mean? But, yo, signing out, Hip Hop at the Round Table. Yo, if y'all niggas a life coach, you know what I'm saying? That nigga only will go to
Peace.
Back, man. It's your boy, Hip Hop Fans. Hip Hop at the Round Table. We up to the joint.